Welcome to Healing Fire Ministries. We hope you will be blessed as you listen to this message. God bless you.
Today, for a very short time, God giving me grace, I want to speak on a message entitled, "And He Was Transfigured Before Them." And He Was Transfigured Before Them. Someone say He was transfigured. Yeah. So I'm still talking about the inner man. You are a spirit. You have a soul. And you live in a body. Do you understand? Amen. You are not a body. You live in a body. Amen. Do you understand? Amen. The Bible calls our body a house. A temporal house that we are living in. That's why in the book of Luke chapter 16, the Bible tells us that Lazarus died and the rich man died also. The Bible tells us that when Lazarus died, angels came to take him and put him in Abraham's bosom. But his body was here on earth. The rich man also died, and I'm sure that he had a fantastic funeral. You know, when you are just an ordinary person, a few people come to your funeral. When a rich man has died, you know that a serious person has died. I'm sure he had one of the best. I hear in West Africa, the funerals there, you haven't seen a funeral before. Do you know a billboard? When you are driving, you see a billboard, like we've had elections recently. You see ANC, EFF, or whatever. They advertise their funerals. So-so-so has died on this particular day, and so on and so forth. Hallelujah. Amen. Their coffins are not normal coffins. They shape their coffins in cars, Mercedes-Benz, BMW. Hey, I'm sure this rich man had that type of funeral. But the Bible says, in hell, he lifted up his eyes and seeth Abraham, he seeth Lazarus afar off on Abraham's bosom. Do you get it? So the body remained on the earth, but the spirit was still alive. So you are not a body, you are a spirit. When man fell into sin, when Adam and Eve fell into sin, the spirit used to be dominant. The spirit used to be the one that was in the forefront. But when they fell into sin, there was an exchange. The spirit now became dormant, and the flesh was the one in the forefront. So the fight now is to bring it back to normal. Someone say, back to normal. This thing where the flesh is in charge is not normal. It's abnormal. Amen. Am I talking to somebody? Amen. So for a few minutes, I want to show you a few scriptures, then we are going to close. The first scripture, we also read it last week, Ephesians chapter 3. Ephesians chapter 3. Verse 16. I'm going to show you a few things about your spirit, and then we are going to close. Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 16. Are we there? Ephesians chapter 3 verse 16. That he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. To be strengthened with his might by his spirit in the inner man. Hallelujah. Amen. I said hallelujah. Amen. Now, what I need you to notice there is that your spirit can be strengthened. Amen. Your spirit can be strengthened. Amen. If it needs strengthening, it means that it can be weak. There are times when you wake up and you are wake up full of the spirit. La pontala le pandore capella rosha kapai. There are times where you don't struggle to read your Bible. You are full. You are loaded. But then there are also times where you wake up and the last thing you feel like doing is praying. The last thing you feel like doing is reading your Bible. Are we together so far? So you need to understand that you need to strengthen your spirit. Your spirit, even in its weakest form, is way stronger than your flesh. I don't even want to talk about the flesh. But if your spirit needs strengthening, it means that also you can be weak spiritually. You could be a child of God and you could be oppressed by demons. As a child of God, because you've not strengthened your spirit. So if you want to break through this year, to start showing forth who you are born to be, you have to determine to strengthen your spirit. Fight so that your spirit is strong. How close, how deep, how strong you are in the spirit is all up to us. It's not up to God. Amen. We have a responsibility to make sure that we are strong spiritually. Amen. So this year, you must determine to strengthen your spirit. Now, Pastor, how do you strengthen your spirit? Well, this scripture shows us. It says, to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. I want to read it in the Amplified Classic version. Let me just find it quickly. The Amplified Classic Edition. Ephesians chapter 3 verse 16. It says, may he grant you out of the rich treasury of his glory to be strengthened and reinforced with mighty power in the inner man by the Holy Spirit himself indwelling your innermost being and personality. So in other words, the strengthening comes when the Holy Spirit enters you. When the Holy Spirit comes and dwells in you. So the more you are full of the Holy Spirit, the more the inner man receives power. The more the inner man receives strength. So how strong or how weak you are is dependent on how full or how empty you are of the Holy Spirit. Tell your neighbor, say, we need the Holy Spirit. Many years ago, I was praying and the Lord said to me, get up, I want you to go and visit someone. So I got ready and I drove to that person's place. When I got there, I found two gentlemen, two white guys talking to this guy. I sat down and I listened to these white guys. And to my shock, they didn't believe in the Holy Spirit. They were there to convert this guy to become a member of their church, but they never believed in the Holy Spirit. So when I was leaving, this guy walked me out and I said, be careful at who you listen to. Then the guy said, I asked them, what do you say about the Holy Spirit? And they said, no, let's not talk about that. And they started telling him about some prophet and whoever. Listen, Jesus died so that you can be full of the Spirit. I listen to me. Amen. So you have to be full. One of the things I showed you last week, how you can become full of the Spirit. In the book of Acts chapter 4, the Bible tells us that they were praying, and while they were praying, they were filled with the Holy Spirit. So the more you spend time in prayer, the more you are filled. And the more you are filled, the more your inner man is strengthened. Amen. Am I talking to somebody? Amen. This year you must be full of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Some of us have been full then empty, full then empty. This year we must determine to be full and getting more full and more and more and more and more. The apostles were filled with the Holy Spirit three times. The first time was in John chapter 20. After the resurrection of Jesus Christ, they were sitting there, and suddenly Jesus appeared in the room. And the Bible says he breathed on them, and he said, "Be filled with the Holy Spirit." The second time was in Acts chapter 2, from verse 1 to verse 4. The Bible says that they were assembled together in one accord. And all of a sudden they heard a sound as of a rushing mighty wind. And they saw tongues as of fire sitting on their heads. And the Bible says they were filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And the third time they were filled is in Acts chapter 4. The Bible says they were praying because they had John and Peter had just prayed for a guy who was lame. And he was sitting at the gate called Beautiful. And as they were walking by, the Bible says that the guy said, "Beg them for money." Then Peter and John looked at him and they said, "Silver and gold have I not, but such as I have, I give unto you. Rise up and walk." And they helped him up. So because of that miracle and because they prayed in the name of Jesus, the Pharisees and all the people who were in power in those days, the religious people, they arrested them. When they were released, Peter and them, because when they released them, they said, "Never preach in this name ever again. If you preach in this name, ritlaubulaya." So they lifted up their voices and said, "God, they have strength, they have frightened us. They are promising to kill us. Give us boldness to preach your word." And as they were praying, the Bible says the earth began to shake. And the Bible says they were filled with the Holy Ghost and began to preach the word of God with boldness. So you have to be filled, and you have to be filled again, and you have to be filled again, and you have to be filled again. We need to keep getting filled with the Holy Spirit so that the inner man will be strengthened. Am I talking to somebody? The Bible says in the same Ephesians chapter 3, in the Amplified, it says, "His glory to be strengthened and reinforced with mighty power in the inner man." When the Holy Spirit comes and he enters your life, I explained last week that he merges with your spirit. If this is your spirit, this is the Holy Spirit. He comes into your spirit. You and the Holy Spirit become one thing. Jesus. I was telling some of the guys that to be a child of God and to serve him is no joke. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Amen. We are sinners and we should be punished and go to hell for all eternity. But God loves us so much that he himself will leave his holy throne. His high throne. There is nobody higher than God. He stepped down from eternity. God doesn't live in time. Where he lives, there's no time. That's why Peter said, "One day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is like one day." Time is not a factor for God. But he stepped out of time, he stepped out of eternity and stepped into time for you. And he didn't come as a super being, some great person. He was born in a manger. What is that? What is that? As the King of Kings was being born, animals were screaming around. He lived for 33 years. On the 33rd year of his life, he was taken and put on a cross, and he allowed himself to die. You know, Moses had so much life that if God didn't kill him, he'd still be alive today. Moses was too close to God. Moses was so close to God that his skin started shining the way God shines. So God said, Moses, Tlagwan, I need to kill you, sir. So now if Moses had so much life, how about Jesus? Who could kill Jesus? One time an army came for him to arrest him. And he said, Who have you come from? Have you come for a criminal? I've been in the church preaching. The way you are coming with weapons. And in the book of John, it explains to us that they came and they asked, and they said, who is Jesus? And he said, I am he. When he said that, everyone fell on the ground. Look at the power. Then Peter had a sword with him. As they were trying to catch Jesus, Peter took his sword and cut the ear of one soldier. Then Jesus said, Peter, we don't fight like this in the kingdom. You are mistaken, sir. He took the ear and put it back on the soldier. The soldier was shocked. I've never seen something. Look at Jesus. In the book of Philippians chapter 2, the Bible says he took the form of a servant. The form of a servant. Just so that you can be a child of God. So that you can be full of the Holy Spirit. So that you can walk in dominion. For you. For you. For you. For you. So this year, you have to walk in the fullness of the grace that is upon your life. That is my aim for 2022. Lord, you've granted me grace to be your child. You've granted me grace to be your servant. You've granted me grace to know the person of the Holy Spirit. I want to walk in the fullness of the grace that you have blessed me with. Hallelujah. Amen. So when the Holy Spirit comes, he comes with power. Power. Sometime I'll preach about the power that comes, okay? But for time, let's move on. Come to 1 Peter chapter 3 from verse 3. 1 Peter chapter 3. In fact, let's start from verse 1. Amen. 1 Peter chapter 3, we'll read from verse 1. Are we there? Amen. Likewise, ye wives, be in subjection to your husbands. You know, feminists, you know, immediately when they see such things, they'll start fighting. Do you know that there's a Bible that was written by women? Because you see, in the Bible, God refers to himself as him, he. So there were people who were angry. Why is he a he? So they wrote the Bible and changed all the he to she. What a shock. Sir, what's going on? Play, brother. Where was I? So the Bible here says that wives, be in subjection to your husband. In other words, your husband is the leader. Do you get it? Many people, when they read such things, they are not happy. And the reason why they are not happy is because they saw a fool on the street and they fell in love with the fool. Now the Bible says you are under the fool. Be in subjection to that fool. What a shock. I knew you won't say amen. Let me just preach to my wife because I know she will support me. Hallelujah. So you have to be wise if you are not married. to ensure that as you fall in love, you see, you have to be wise before you fall in love. Because the Bible says love is as strong as death. In other words, a person who's in love, no matter what you can say, can a dead person hear you? Someone who is in love is like a dead person, can't hear nothing. Amen. Hey! Mom Ruth, let me just stand here, I feel. So before you become drunk with love, do you understand? Amen. Make sure that you pick correctly. Amen. Because that person you fall in love with, the Bible says, be in subjection. Amen. He's your leader. Amen. He's in charge. Amen. Now, if a fool is in charge of your life, I'm very sorry for your future. Okay, let me continue preaching. I've off-ramped. Likewise, ye wives, be in subjection to your own husbands, that if any obey not the word, they also may, without the word, be won by the conversation of the wives. So the Bible is saying here, if you've married a fool, there's hope. Hello? If you've married a fool, there is hope. So be close to God, love God, live by faith. And as the fool you have married watches your life and sees the word of God in your life, the Bible says that person can be converted. Even some of the men, they marry fools. This scripture also applies. If you have married a foolish wife, as you focus on Jesus, they watch your life and they can be converted. Tell your neighbor, say, there is hope. Verse 2. While they behold your chaste conversation, coupled with fear, whose adorning, let it not be that outward adorning of plaiting the hair and of wearing of gold or of putting on of apparel. Verse 4 is what we're looking for. But let it be the hidden man of the heart, in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price. Hallelujah. Amen. I say hallelujah. Amen. Now, what I want to show you with this scripture, that word adorn means to decorate. Your spirit, your inner man, can be decorated. Amen. Are you listening to me? Some of you, your inner man is as plain as can be. But your outside person, your flesh, Brazilian. You don't even wear the Chinese one. You wear Brazilian. Your clothes, if you hear pep, they are swearing at you. Pep. Hey, man. That's the outward man. The shoes are 3,000. When you walk, you are walking on 3,000. 3,000. But your spirit is plain. Plain. So the Bible says, you see, Peter is showing something. You see, the way you make the outside person beautiful, rather put focus on making the inside person beautiful. The things I'm telling you are secrets to your breaking through this year. Amen. You have to put some focus on the inner man. Amen. So the Bible says, decorate your spirit. So how do you decorate your spirit? By developing a Christ-like character. By developing a Christ-like character, you become more and more like Jesus in terms of your nature and character. Some of you, your mouth is not the same as Jesus' mouth. The things that come out of your mouth, we have to ask ourselves, are you a Christian or what are you? your whole mouth is very dangerous. Some of you, you can't fight, but your mouth can destroy a person. Destroy. There's no Christ-like character. Your fists, they are not smooth because you're always fighting. You're always beating people. I'm preaching. So this year, I want to encourage you to beautify your spirit. And when you read here, Peter says, you see, we have to adorn the hidden man. What, with the meek and quiet spirit. I thought he was going to say adorn him with, you know, the spirit of wisdom and revelation. I thought he was going to say, you know, adorn him by being a prayer warrior. But he says the spirit of meekness and quietness. When I heard that, it reminded me of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, who was going to the slaughter and he didn't fight. Meek and quiet spirit. So the more you become like Jesus, you are making the inner man more beautiful. The more your character changes to be like Jesus, you are making the inner man more beautiful. When God sees you, he sees a beautiful person. Lazarus was poor, one of the poorest. The Bible says that what he ate were the crumbs that fell off the rich man's table. So when the rich man is finished eating and goes, Lazarus will come to check, what can I find that he left behind? But when he died, we didn't know that he had been adorning the spirit. We didn't know that he had been developing his relationship with God. When he died, the Bible says angels came to shepherd him, to watch over him, to make sure that he arrives at Abraham's bosom. Am I talking to somebody? I want you to be beautiful in God's eyes this year. In Jesus' mighty name. Yeah. Jesus was holy. We must also be holy. Jesus was pure. We must also be pure. Jesus, you know, he spoke truth, only truth. We must also stop lying. Some of us lie so much that even you don't know whether you are talking the truth or lying anymore. You've also now, you are confused. You can't remember. Hallelujah. And one thing that, you know, the last time I read the Gospels, the book of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, one of the things that I saw about Jesus that touched my heart was that every time Jesus was talking, the feeling you would get is that, wow, heaven is so beautiful. It's like his words transform you, take you to the spirit. Are you listening to me? Yeah. I want you to be a people of the word. When you read the Bible and you see things that are not good in you, because the Bible says his word is like a mirror. When you read it, it shows you yourself. When you read it, you see a liar. When you look, it's you. When you read it, you see a deceiver, a corrupt person. So when you see those things, don't, you know, argue with the word. Just decide to fix and fix. When you are fixing it, you are adorning, you are making beautiful the inner man. Am I talking to somebody? The last scripture for today, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16. It looks like I'm keeping to time this week by God's grace. Next week, we are going to have a Holy Communion service, okay? I didn't want to have it on the first week because most of you were still away. And even today, you can see some people are still, haven't arrived. But next week, I'm sure most of the people will be back and I want us to have Holy Communion, and I want to pray for you, okay? 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 16. The Bible says, "For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perisheth, yet the inward man is renewed day by day." The inward man is renewed day by day. So in Ephesians, we saw that the inner man can be strengthened. Do you understand? In the book of 1 Peter that we read, we saw that the inner man can be beautified. You can adorn him, make him beautiful. Here is showing us that the inner man can be renewed day by day. Someone say renewed. So to renew talks of ending one life and starting a new one. Ending one life and starting a new one. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17. "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new." Hallelujah. So renewing your spirit means one must die. It's either your spirit or your flesh. So renewing your spirit day by day means suppressing your flesh day by day. The more the flesh is down, the more the spirit can be up. Day by day. Tell your neighbor, say, day by day. In 2021, you are one of the best drunkards in Namapias. That's the old man. Tell your neighbor, that's the old man. So we have to end that life. Can I hear a proper amen or something? Last week I was preaching here in church. And the people were tired. And I said, "Why are you so tired? Was the 31st very busy?" And one person said, "Hey, Pastor, it was busy." My whole Christian person. One life must end, and another life must arise. Last day, you were the most bitter person. That person must die, who was full of bitterness, who is full of unforgiveness. Last day you were super sensitive. Everything hurts you. Everything. Everything hurts you. This year you can't be such a person. This year you must be a strong person in the Lord. Amen. Are you listening to me? Amen. Last day you were corrupt. You were cheating like no one's business. There's nothing in your life that you've gotten correctly. You have to do shortcuts, bribing. That life must end. Amen. Can I hear an amen of a believer? Amen. And the new you must come alive. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So when the Bible talks about renewing your spirit day by day, it means that one must be down and the other must arise. The outward man must be down. The inner man must arise, must arise, must arise. There's no traffic police who knows my bribe. My bribe. I will sit with you and say, either you write the ticket or let me go. That's it. That's it. Sandile was telling me last week or the week before he left, I couldn't believe what he told me. In a church, the pastor came and he said he's taking an offering. Are you hearing me? And this offering is so that his wife can get a job. Collecting an offering for his wife to get a job. Someone had promised the pastor that if you just give me 20,000 rand, then I'll make sure your wife has a job. And so people were organizing an offering for the pastor to go bribe. Hey! One man must die. That man who bribes, that man who cheats, that man must die. That woman must die. And the one who loves God, the one who loves praying, keep saying amen. Amen. That one must arise in the name of Jesus. Amen. Am I talking to somebody?
Amen.
Your spirit can be renewed. And renewing also talks of transformation. Come with me to the book of Romans, chapter 12, verse 1. Romans, chapter 12, verse 1. Are you learning something? Through my teaching, I'm strengthening your spirit. Through my teaching, I'm making your spirit beautiful. Through my teaching, I'm making your spirit to be new. Romans chapter 12 and verse 1. I beseech you therefore, are we there? Brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Verse 2. And be not conformed to this world. Be not conformed to this world. Be not conformed to this world. Hello? This is one problem I have with many believers all over the world. Most believers, they conform. In other words, let's say you get a new job. When you get there, every Thursday, they go for an outing, team building. Do you see? When they get there, they drink. They drink to come nice. You are a believer. What do you do? Do you join? Do you conform? Do you become part of them? Or do you take your stand and say, as for me, no, thank you. The company I used to work for, they used to do that on Thursdays. One time I went to my boss and I said, I went once. And I felt so out of place. The whole of me, surrounded by people drinking, surrounded by secular music. The whole me. I was watching myself and I said, what are you doing here? So the next time they were having it again, I just balega. And the next time they were doing it again, I ran away until my boss was fed up with me. Where is Cola? So I went to her and I said, excuse me, ma'am, but I can't. When you plan these things minus me, I'm uncomfortable to the last number. From that time, I was free. Not knowing that my fellow Christian brothers, they also wanted to be free, but they didn't have the boldness to say that I can't conform to this behavior. Some of us, is December like this. Some of us were conforming. Don't say amen. It's okay. It's just keep looking. Just keep looking forward. We were conforming. But the Bible says, do not be conformed to this world. Are you listening to me? Then it continues to say, but be ye transformed. Check. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. That word transform in the Greek is metamorphosis. It means a complete change. Complete change. Do you understand? So when your spirit is being renewed, it's a complete transformation and change from one form to another form. and I'll show you how this thing works in the spirit. Go to Matthew chapter 17 from verse 1. This is my last scripture. Matthew chapter 17 and verse 1. Matthew chapter 17, reading from verse 1. Are we there? And after 6 days, Jesus taketh Peter, James, and John, his brother, and bringeth them up into an high mountain apart, and was transfigured. That word transfigured also means transformed. It also means metamorphosis. He was transfigured before them, and his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was as white as the light. Hallelujah. As they were there with Jesus, they were looking at a normal human being. But all of a sudden, his face started changing and started shining so bright that it was the same as looking at the sun. Can you look at the sun for long? That's how bright he was shining. Even the clothes that he was wearing began to transform and change. They became white as snow and was shining. That was a metamorphosis. He changed from one form to another form. Are you listening to me? So the renewing of the spirit is that process of you being transformed from one form to another form. Now, we may never experience where we shine and everyone can see our shining. But you have an inner shining that is from the spirit. The first time I knew that I was shining, I never knew that I was shining. The first time I knew was when I cast out a demon for the first time in my life. I said to the demon, look at me. And he said, Wamfata. I said, hey, look at me. And oh, Wamfata. I said, yes, I'm shining. So your spirit can shine the way Jesus was shining. Your spirit can shine the way Moses was shining. By the renewing, day by day, renew, day by day, renew. Am I talking to somebody? Yeah. So we need to see your shine. We need to see your shine. We may not see your shine physically, but when you talk, we need to feel your shine. What does that mean? We need to experience Jesus when your mouth is open. Amen. Please say an amen of a Christian. Amen. When you are mothering, when you are parenting, when you are fathering, we need to see your shine. Your children must experience your shine. One day I was taking my daughter to school and she was singing a song. Do you remember it? You are the Lord. You are my God. You are my God. You are my superhero God. And so I said, what are you saying? Then she said, I'm saying, you are my God. You are my God. You are my superhero God. And I said, where did you learn this song? And she said, God taught me. And I said, wait, what are you saying? I said, hey, where did you learn the song? I said, but daddy, God taught me the song. I couldn't believe it. And I said, where did you see God? He said, he came to me at night. And he taught me the song. You are my God. You are my God. You are my superhero God. But your child is singing, Asibe happy Mundwam. Your child, that's what your child is singing. So as you are parenting your children, your shine, you must be shining, full of the glory of God. As you are working in your career, your day-to-day life, people must see your shine. even if they don't see it physically. One day I was at work talking to some guy, and as we were talking, he stopped and he said, "You know, every time I talk to you, you make me think about deep things. You make me think about deep things. My shine." He was seeing my shine. He was experiencing the Christ that is in me. Are you listening to me? So you must be shining. So that happens when you renew your spirit day by day. A renewal, a transformation of your spirit day by day. So number one, your spirit can be strengthened. Please strengthen your spirit. Please put some focus on your spirit. Please put some focus on your spirit this year. Your spirit can be adorned, beautified. Please make yourself beautiful in the spirit. And your spirit can be renewed day by day. Your spirit can be renewed. You see, if you can do these things that I'm teaching you, I'll be surprised if you don't break through this year. This will be a year of breaking through like never before. In the mighty name of Jesus. I don't care who you are. Maybe you are a student. Maybe you are a businesswoman. Maybe you are, I don't care who you are, what you do, what you don't do. If you can focus on the inner man this year, you will break through. You will break through. Hallelujah. As you are putting your hands together for the Lord, please rise to your feet. And keep putting your hands together for Jesus. Malike parabasada, repate kerabashantarabos, repaka parabos. Come on, put your hands together for Jesus, for Jesus, for Jesus. He's worthy. He's worthy. Hallelujah. This is your year, but it will not happen by chance. Let's put some effort and focus to the inner man. Are you listening to me? In the book of Hebrews, in fact, in 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 2, Peter tells us that we must desire the sincere milk of the Word of God. So the inner man also eats a type of food. And the food that the inner man eats is the Word of God. Are you listening to me? In the book of Hebrews, Paul compares, you know, the Word of God to meat. And he says there are those who are not used to eating strong meat. And he was talking about the Word of God. Are you listening to me? Please, let's put emphasis, focus to your inner man this year. And I'm happy that the Lord is allowing me to say this in January, so that we can direct our lives for the rest of this year. Put focus on the inner man. Hallelujah. I want you to pray, Lord, help me to strengthen my inner man. Fill me with the Holy Spirit. Lord, help me to renew the inner man day by day. Help me to adorn, beautify my spirit. Open your mouth, talk to the Lord.
Thank you for listening to the powerful Word of God. We hope you are blessed by this message. For more inquiries, go to healingfireministries.org or email us at info@healingfireministries.com or call at 072-5912-858. God bless you.